y'all ready for this?
You're listening to Archer Radio. Hi, and welcome to the podcast. This is Archer, and you're listening to Archer Radio. I wanted to welcome all the listeners, new and old. Welcome back to another episode of Archer Radio. I decided, as you can tell by the intro music, to spice it up a little bit and work on using GarageBand to import some sounds and play some music. So, throughout the podcast, I'll play some music and some audio clips. And actually, what I did today was I stopped off at the good old Radio Shack and picked up, I don't even know what it's called, to tell you the truth. It's a some kind of cord, I don't know what it's called, but I'm able to plug it into the DVD player and then plug it into the audio in on the iMac and record audio clips off of DVDs. So I'll be able to do that, and from time to time I will play some audio clips, and you know, just for fun, because I've been hearing those on other people's podcasts and I figured out how to do it. And actually today I picked out one of my favorite DVDs. I wouldn't say it's one of my favorites, but it's a really good movie, and stole an audio clip that is, I think, is pretty funny. I think a lot of gay men have probably listened to this audio, or listened to, or, brain fart, listened to, or, I did it again, watched this movie and loved some of the snippets of audio, or the jokes, or whatever, or some of the things they say in the movie, because I know I dated this bad, I had a bad boyfriend a couple years ago, who I refer to as Bad David, and he, like, obsessed over this movie. When we would go to a bar where his friends were, they would quote lines from this movie, and actually, I thought it was funny, but it did get on my nerves after a while. But anyway, listen to this little audio clip from a movie and see if you can guess which movie it is. Here it is.
Clary, you know I'd rather walk on my lips than to criticize anybody. But Janice Van Meter.
I know.
I bet you money she's paid $500 for that dress and don't even bother to wear a girdle.
Looks like two pigs fighting under a blanket.
Well, I haven't left the house without Lycra on these thighs since I was 14.
You were brought up right.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that audio clip. Now, I'm sure the instant you started playing, you knew exactly which movie it was from. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to... I just blew into the microphone. Excuse me. I want you to call my voicemail and... Actually, I don't even know what the number is. You can get it off my website. I don't have it written down here. But you can get the voicemail number off of my website and call and leave a message telling me what movie it is. Now, this is not really a contest because I have nothing to offer you, but I just want to see if anybody will call in and tell me what the movie is. Now, I have to say that Homer, my good friend Homer, can't call in because he has called in enough. As a matter of fact, Homer is the only person who has used the voicemail number, and he's used it 5 times in the last 2 days. He is visiting New York for a blogger event. I'm sure some of you are who are bloggers who listen or check out my blog are either probably in New York or you know about it. On the tribe.net, where a lot of bloggers hang out, or at least post messages and stuff, they organized, I think this is the second New York City bloggers event, and basically they're just, there's about 40 of them who are getting together and getting together at a bar in New York City tomorrow night and hanging out and drinking and talking and stuff like that. Of course, I won't be there, but Homer's going to be there, and he will report back to me everything that's going on there. So anyway, as I was saying, Homer called me 5 times in the last 2 days, and now I want to play those voicemail messages. And before I do, I just want to thank John Ong for telling me how, or teaching me how to save those voicemail messages, so I can incorporate them into my podcast. Thanks, John. So here are the clips, the audio clips from Homer's voicemail messages. Some are funny, some are not, and I wish I was in New York with him. So take a listen.
Well, hey, Archer, it's Homer calling. I'm at the airport getting ready to leave for New York City, and I thought I'd say hello. Oh, my God, stupid airport behavior, of course. People coming through wearing all their jewelry and their big-ass belt buckles, and they think that, oh, my big-ass metal belt buckle isn't going to make you see them. The health detectors go off, and so I don't know what it is about people at airports. I always make sure to get off all metallic objects. Thank you. I don't know how long your little voicemail thing goes for, so I'm not sure how long I will be talking for. So maybe you could tell people how long that is, but since they appear to be aborting people on my airplane, I think I better sign off and say hello and goodbye. And I look forward to chatting with you soon in person. Okay, bye. Well, hey, Archer, it's Homer again. This time I'm at the Dallas airport, and I just had to call you and tell you how much I hate airport bathrooms. I mean, they're just disgusting, dirty places. I know that you don't like to use public restrooms. And it's really weird. Like, people, like, get on their cell phones and talk while they're crapping. I just can't imagine doing that. I mean, not only doing it in general, but doing it while other people can hear your conversations. So, anyway, I thought I would let you know my observation of horrible airport bathroom behavior, and I'll chat with you soon. Bye. Hey, Archer, it's Homer again calling you. I'm sitting at Central Park, and I don't know if you can hear the opera singer. I'm going to go give her some money, and maybe you can hear her voice as I walk towards her. So, did you catch that? I'm having a lovely day in New York City, and I'm looking forward to meeting a bunch of bloggers on Friday. And perhaps I'll even meet my own personal stalker. Isn't that exciting? I'll chat with you later. Bye. Did you hear that, Archer? I keep on running into live music. There's a barbershop quartet at the genealogy library that I'm at. So I thought I'd add that to a little bit of soundbite. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Hey, this is Homer from Homer's World. I'm standing outside of Bloomingdale's in New York City. And I know I'm in an exciting place with lots of interesting sound, and therefore I have been leaving messages for Archer for his podcast. But Archer tells me that nobody else has called and left any messages or sounds. And so I'm telling you, call Archer's little number and leave a message. He especially wants to hear from those of you in interesting foreign places. So do it, or I won't speak to you ever again, which is, you know, likely that I probably won't speak to you anyway, but whatever. Anyway, hey, Archer. I'm having a good time in New York City, but you're here. Bye.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Now that you have heard those voicemails, hopefully you will be inspired to give my voicemail a call and leave me a message. I'd really like to hear from all the people who are listening to my podcast. Now, moving on to something else, I noticed on Fausto's podcast, Feast of Fools. Oh, I keep burping. Stop doing that. That they, I don't know how they found it, but he and his boyfriend found some odd news happenings. So I thought that would be a cool thing to incorporate. Do some odd news stories of the day. Oh, and by the way, today is Thursday, May 5th, 2005. And for those of you who don't know it, it's Cinco de Mayo. Not that I'm Hispanic or Mexican or anything like that, but, you know, Cinco de Mayo, I don't really know what it means and I don't really care. But the interesting thing is that today the date is 05-05-05. Now, probably anybody who's into numbers probably knows this already, but I thought that was interesting, 05-05-05. Anyway, I found this website called BuzzPage.com, and they have weird or odd news stories, some stupid people and stuff like that. And first up is from Flintshire, England, and let me just read this article to you, and you can do whatever you want with it, but I thought it was funny. It says, 31-year-old Maurice Taylor had a unique excuse for his erratic driving. He told police that his dog was driving. Officers stopped Taylor on suspicion of DUI after seeing him veer into the wrong side of the road. As officers approached his vehicle, he reportedly jumped into the passenger seat and pointed the finger of blame at his bull terrier. Now, what a fucking idiot. Taylor eventually admitted to being drunk while impaired, but only for a few yards. Excuse me. After pleading guilty to DUI, Taylor joked that he blamed the wrong dog. Quote, "It was my little Jack Russell who had been driving at the time," unquote. Taylor's driving privileges were revoked for 2 years and he was ordered into counseling. Now, what a fucking idiot. How stupid do you think the police are going to be to, you know, believe you that the dog was driving? That's so stupid. That's the point of these stories. They're just so stupid. Now, another one I found, excuse me, is out of Hedwig Village, Texas. And it says, voters to choose between dead mayor and ex-mayor. Voters in a Texas town have a decision to make about the mayor. Elect the previous one or the dead one. Hedwig Village Mayor D. Shrivison, I don't know how to say her last name, died from heart disease last month. But supporters are still trying to win Saturday's election and ensure former Mayor Sue Speck doesn't win. Speck lost to Shrivison in 2001 by 12 votes and has been criticized for her management style. Speck said she won't discuss the campaign out of respect for the dead candidate's family. If the dead one wins, the city council could call a special election or appoint an interim mayor who would serve until the next regular municipal election in 2006. Of course, that's from the Associated Press. Isn't that funny? They want to elect a dead mayor. What would be the point of electing the dead mayor? Because then you'd have to have a special election anyway. And don't you think that the other one who was running would be appointed? Unless the city council is on the dead mayor's side and appoints someone in her camp or whatever, in her ticket. That's interesting. I have to keep up with that and find out what the outcome is. Next up is police foil burglary at their own station in Galveston, Texas. All these stupid things take place in Texas. What does that tell you? Oh, and our president is from Texas. Stupid things in Texas. Our president. Stupid president? I think so. Anyway, this says, police in Galveston didn't have to go far to make an arrest Wednesday night. They said they found a man walking down a hall at the police station with a taser gun, a baton, and an officer's cell phone. They arrested him. Officers first became suspicious when they noticed an open door in the community service office. Seconds later, a man walked out of a training office down the hall. The man surrendered to the officers without incident. He's charged with burglary. Police Lieutenant Walter Braun said anyone burglarizing a staff police station isn't, quote, taking the NASA test to be a rocket scientist anytime soon, unquote. Again, how stupid do you have to be to try to burglarize a police station? What a fucking idiot. Leave it to Texas for something like that. Unbelievable. And finally, if I can click this off here. Following in the footsteps of that bride who got cold feet and made up her kidnapping and went off to Albuquerque, New Mexico. What a stupid bitch. Now we have a groom shows up after 1 month of missing his wedding. Unfortunately, this takes place in Redondo Beach, California. It says, a missing groom is back home in California 1 month after he failed to show up at his wedding. Kenneth Soiza vanished April 3rd, the day he was supposed to get married in Redondo Beach. A police spokesman said Soiza just showed up at home, knocked on the front door, and went in and took a shower. Sergeant Phil Keenan said his department was forced to spend, quote, a lot of resources, unquote, searching for someone who was, quote, playing wolf, unquote. Now, I don't know why this guy, they don't say why he vanished or whatnot, but again, stupid fucking people. What a big fucking waste of money and time. Okay, enough of the odd news stories. Moving right along. Yesterday, I decided to start cleaning my house. And here's for any of you other podcasters. I strapped on my iRiver and a microphone that I bought at Best Buy, which I wasn't too sure was going to do the job, but I strapped it on anyway. Strapped it on like a dildo, strap on dildo. No. Get your mind out of the gutters there, boys. I strapped on the microphone to my collar of my shirt, thinking, okay, that's probably a good place. It's close to the mouth. You know, put the iRiver in my pocket and go about cleaning and talk while I was cleaning. Well, of course, I cleaned for a half an hour. It was recording just fine. I cleaned the kitchen. I cleaned the bathroom. Just, you know, basic cleaning because the boyfriend's coming over this weekend and the house was a bit of a mess. But anyway, I recorded for a half an hour with the iRiver and thought it was doing great and because it was recording and all. And then I went to listen to it and all I could hear, well, I mean, I heard my voice and I heard all the things I was talking about and all the things that I was clicking and banging around. But I also kept hearing this sound like material, like this. And it was driving me crazy. I'm like, why would I get this fucking microphone and not sound very good? So I totally trashed that footage and took that damn microphone back to Best Buy today and said, fuck it. So I need recommendations for a good microphone that you can plug into the iRiver and use. Now, I got a recommendation from Mr. Poos at Poos Radio. That guy is so funny. If you haven't listened to Poos Radio, you need to do that. He recommended the Altec Lansing headset, but I don't know if I should email him, but I don't know if that means he plugs it into his computer and uses that to record while he's sitting, or if he plugs it into his iRiver and uses it while he's walking around. I just don't know. But I was hoping to record this great footage about me cleaning and stuff and why I was cleaning and exactly what I was doing and all, but it just totally fucked up. So I had to trash that footage. So I'm looking for recommendations for a microphone that I can do remote things with the iRiver. Although the iRiver microphone, the built-in microphone is fine, but you have to hold the iRiver. And that's just a pain in the butt. I want to be able to do other things while I'm walking around talking. So that's something else to look into. This weekend coming up, because tomorrow is Friday, tomorrow night I'll be going to the boyfriend's house for the evening, and then he's coming to my place Saturday night. I kind of forget what we're doing on Saturday morning. Of course, besides having lots of sex, but Saturday morning we're supposed to be going back to the Cathedral Gardens for some event, and I can't remember what he told me it was. Whatever it is, I'm sure it'll be fun as long as I'm spending it with him. Aww. But then he's coming to my house Saturday night because he's got an activity to do in the early evening, and then he's coming to my house. And I'm going to make dinner, and then we're going to watch a movie. I bought, what's it called? Bridget Jones, Edge of Reason. And I'm hoping to watch that because I've already seen the first Bridget Jones and loved it. And I read both books, so I really hope that, although I don't think this follow-up to the Bridget Jones movie is going to be any good, but I bought the DVD anyway, so we'll watch that. Now, that's actually why the other reason I was cleaning my house, and I actually have to clean the rest of my house. I have to vacuum and dust because the dust is just, well, I've talked about that before, but the dust is just awful in my house. As I said before, I'm a really good housekeeper, but I don't keep the dust. I mean, I don't dust very often, and I hate the dust. So, yeah, the dust is a pain in the butt. Anyway, I think that's about it. I have one little audio clip that I want to play for my boyfriend, and I'll play that right at the end. But the boyfriend, just know that it's for you. So I want everyone to have a great weekend. Hopefully I will record a podcast with the boyfriend sometime this weekend and post it maybe Sunday. We'll see. But I would like to encourage you to call and leave a voicemail, leave a comment on the blog, give me an email, and of course go out and listen to all those queer podcasts I have listed on the side of my blog. Lucky Bitch Radio, Wanda Wisdom, Madge Weinstein at Yeast Radio, Fausto at Feast of Fools, Mr. Poos at Poos Radio, and Jimmy McBean at Relish Radio. Those are the ones that I am loving right now and getting inspiration from. So go out and listen to them, okay? Now, that's about it. So have a great weekend and come back on Sunday and look for another podcast. Bye.
You make me want to be a better man.